Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we hear more about plans to build a gymnastics gymnasium at the University of the West Indies, Mona. We also hear from President of the Jamaica Athletics Administrative Association, Dr. Warren Blake, about the state of preparedness going into this year's Rio Olympics. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. At the upcoming Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, Jamaica hopes to again do the impossible by being the only country from the Caribbean to field competitors in gymnastics. The competitors, however, will in all cases be persons who live and train overseas, due to the fact that Jamaica doesn't currently have the necessary training facilities. It is hoped, however, that by the 2020 Olympics set for Tokyo, Japan, there will be a few more recognizable locally trained Jamaican gymnasts, and plans are already in place to make this a reality. On March 2, the University of the West Indies UWI Mona campus received grant funding of $90,000 from the government of Japan for the construction of a gymnasium, which will be used primarily for the development of artistic gymnastics at the institution. The gymnasium, to be completed within the next 3 months, will be built to specifications that will support the development of gymnasts through collaboration with local trainers from the Nishida's Gymnastics Training Studio.
Certainly, I anticipate that the construction of this facility will encourage more interest in the sport amongst our students and the wider public. From an academic perspective, it will foster greater interest in physical education at the tertiary level. That will hopefully encourage our students to join our scholarly community.
Pro Vice Chancellor and Principal of the University of the West Indies, Professor Archibald MacDonald. He adds that the construction of the facility will provide another gateway for students to pursue careers in sports at the institution.
The successful completion of this project will add yet another critical step to our ongoing mandate to diversify the capabilities and program offerings of the UWI Mona campus. Athletics and sports remain a core component to the UWI's ongoing quest to establish ourselves as front runners in higher learning.
The new gymnasium will also become another vehicle through which the university can channel community outreach activities.
This facility will enable us to provide more community development, youth sports activities to our neighboring communities, to create in a sports positive environment that not only trains future athletes, but highlights the value and possibilities in attaining a specialized degree in sports.
Japanese Ambassador to Jamaica, Masanori Nakano, is urging the persons who will benefit from the gymnasium to make full use of the facility to uplift Jamaica's strength in this non-traditional sport.
As you may know, Japan will host the Tokyo Olympic and Paralympic in 2020. UWI has already produced many Olympic medalists and world-class athletes, especially in track and fields. It is my earnest hope that new gymnastics facility to be set up with this cultural grant aid will contribute producing world-class gymnastics and hopefully getting medal in the coming Olympic.
In the meantime, President of the Jamaica Athletics Administrative Association, J3A's Dr. Warren Blake, says planning for the upcoming Rio Olympics is progressing smoothly.
We're very well prepared. We're almost finished signing off on where the camp will be, but that is the main thing that we have to do right now. But at the same time, we are looking about preparing the national trials, which we expect will be a very good trial because all our athletes have to take part, including Usain Bolt. It's not like the World Championships where you get an automatic entry. We anticipate a similar high performance, and I'm expecting and hoping that we'll do even better than the past Olympics.
President of the Jamaica Athletics Administrative Association, J3A's Dr. Warren Blake. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.